Grain futures, well, catch a falling knife. Grain prices collapsing over the last 2 weeks with index funds exiting stage left. Friday's commitment to traders report plus open interest, what we could kind of calculate through Friday, would suggest funds have dropped their long openings in the corn market down to under 50,000 contracts. They barely own anything anymore, and they're short the wheat market by about 70,000 contracts. Soybeans still hold some pretty good numbers. That's why they're the weaker one today. But as we come to press here, so to speak, we have the wheat market higher. Corn showing strength here near the highs of the day. A couple things. First off, the head scab in wheat in the soft red windwheat crop is starting to become a problem. It's a quality problem, and it'll result in low test weights and rapid degradation. We've got a lot of rain now, again continuing, and it's going to flow through the northern delta and the southern Midwest through this week. And this is where the soft red winter wheat is grown. Missouri, southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and the rains there are not going to help them. Disease. First off, we have no rain in Kansas, which caused the crop to get small. Now we got the soft red winter wheat crop, which is there, but is now getting dialed back. And this is happening in other places around the world as well. So the wheat trade found legs last Friday and is trying to add to it today. Kansas, July, up 10 cents, 6.30 and three quarters. To put it in perspective, it's still $1.20 off of that flash in the pan high it had the night of the May WASDE crop report. By the way, we have another May WASDE crop report this Thursday at 11 o'clock. July Chicago wheat, up 6.25, 5.86 1/4. The index funds just love their shorts in that position, so they could get snapped here in this. We are down around $1.10 off the highs on Chicago July. The Minneapolis wheat July contract up a penny and a half, 6.21. September higher by a half, 6.45 3/4, while December near unchanged at 6.69 3/4. In the corn, after tumbling to what would have been the fall lows for the spot continuation contract, that was at 4.09 1/4 last fall. Well, July corn got down to 4.12 1/2 right now. It's currently up 2 3/4 cents at 4.20 1/4. Some flash sales for corn this morning. That's solid to see. Also flash sales for soybeans, but didn't seem to matter much after the opening. December corn tumbling to its double bottom going back 2 years ago. 2 years ago, August, December 26 corn hit 4.39 1/4. Last year, August, it hit 4.40 1/4. Today, it hit 4.41. Now it is up 2 cents at 4.48. So on the charts, looking like this flush might have run its course in corn and wheat. And not that rallies are going to be exciting, but the potential for bounces now are in play here into the mid-late week action. Soybeans still sour, but they're not falling out of bed. In fact, November beans took out the Friday low, but trading now above the Friday low. July beans currently off 5 3/4, 11.15 3/4. November beans off 2 1/4, 11.35 1/4. The soybean oil is up 10 cents, 74.22, while the bean oil July down $5 a ton, $303.60. On the cattle trade today, we are sharply lower. The USDA did announce another three calves in the general area of the last calf that was found with New World screwworm, including a dog, has the market in a tizzy right now. As far as the feeder cattle prices are concerned, they're $15 off of last week's low, but they're still about $8 off of the recovery high that we had seen into Friday. Box beef values are down 67 cents on the choice. Select is gaining 99 cents at the index fund, I should say, the feeder index fund today, up $5.63 to $367.01. So we're still running a pretty good deficit to the cash indexes. Cash trade last week for cattle, 356 to 358 at the end of the week. We are running right now the June contract with fear down 372 at 346.35. August cattle down 475 at 236.92. We're about $11 to $12 discount to cash on the June contract with only 22 days left to go on June cattle. So either the cattle market cash trade is going to be coming down $11 to $12 over the next 22 days, or the board's going to have to do some readjusting. We're under heavy pressure there. Feeder cattle, August, down 360 right now at 350.30. Again, that feeder index is at 367, so you can see the discount to cash here with current trade and the fear that's in the marketplace. September feeders off 347, 347.35. October feeders off 362, 340, 360. January feeders, bid and offers, well, I guess we're down about $3 there, because it shows the last price of down 420 at 330, 385, but the bid is a dollar higher at 334.65. So you can say the Jan feeders are probably only down $3.20 right now. Hog futures, it's vogue to sell them. July hogs off $1.35, 97.45. October off $1.22, 82.22. Metals today, find gold for the August contract off $6.60, $4,359. They had a low last night, a $4,293. So pretty good recovery since that last night low. Same thing for July silver, a low last night of $66.30. We're currently down 68 cents at 68.42. On Bitcoin, June contract up $3,020 a contract, $63,515. And crude oil was substantially higher last night, up to about $5.80 at one time until about 6 o'clock this morning. Trump said that Israel, the U.S., and Iran will have a ceasefire, a truce for now, it seems like. Well, we're still higher on the day, and what we're seeing is the deferred contracts are the gainers while July flushes out here a bit, as the Strait of the Hormuz is still closed for all intents and purposes. There's nothing flowing. So look at the July crude oil up 41 cents, 90.95. But August crude oil up $1.12, 89.11. With September crude up $1.65 at 86.98. So basically the upper 80s is the valuation of crude oil for right now. Gasoline, August contract up 3.5 cents a gallon, $3.25. Diesel fuel, August, up 3 cents a gallon at $3.58. Any questions about trading commodity futures or interest in livestock risk protection insurance or just generally what's going on, go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are there, plus the 30-day free trial sign up for our newsletter. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.